kids, and welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Rollins.
And I'm Sister Destina, and boy, do we have a very good lesson to discuss today. But before we get there, you know what we're going to do first, right? Let's sing some songs.
Our first song today is called Love the Lord. Teresa and Christopher, let's get ready to sing.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will love you. I will love you. I will praise you. I will praise you. I will serve you. I will serve you. I will trust you, Lord. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength.
That is such a beautiful song. It reminds us that we should love God with everything inside of us.
The next song we're going to sing is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. I know Olivia and Charlotte want to sing with us. Isabel and Forrest, are you ready?
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Before me, the cross before me,
What a powerful song. When you decide to follow Jesus, there is nothing in this world that can stop you.
All right. We have one more song to sing, and it's a fun one. It's called Heaven is a Wonderful Place. I am really going to need some help on this one. Natalie, Reggie, Micaiah, Kasiah, I want you to sing loud and clear. Here we go.
Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face, because heaven is a wonderful place.
I want to go there.
Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face, because heaven is a wonderful place.
I want to go there.
Heaven is a wonderful place.
Time for our memory verse. It's found in 1 Corinthians 15 and 51, and it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed." Do you know what this scripture is talking about? It is talking about the rapture.
Oh, that is one of my favorite subjects. But kids, do you know what the rapture is? It will be one of the most important events ever. It is when Jesus Christ come back to the earth to take the church back to heaven with him. It would be the greatest moment in our lives.
That's right, Sister Rollins. When Jesus returns to this earth to take us to heaven, we will be changed. We won't look the same, we won't talk the same, and we won't think the same. Oh, what a glorious day that will be.
Yes, it will be. And I just can't wait until Jesus come again. Children, turn to someone who is listening with you and tell them with excitement, Jesus is coming again.
1 Corinthians 15 and 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Guess what our lesson is going to be about today? Why don't we review our clues? A trumpet will be in the story today, and there is also a wedding in our story.
A trumpet and a wedding? This sounds very interesting. Wait a minute. Here comes two bridesmaids. They are dressed in dazzling white dresses. Maybe they can help us figure this out.
So excited. The bridegroom will be here any day now, and we will be able to go to the wedding. All we have to do is keep our dresses clean and white, like he said. I can't wait to go to the wedding.
I'm excited too, but it has been a while since he said he was coming. Do you really think he's still coming? I mean, I'm starting to get tired of waiting. I've tried to keep my dress white, but it's no fun doing exactly what he asked me to do all the time.
How can you say that? He promised he was coming to take us to the wedding, and he has never lied. He promised that we would receive so many good things now and after the wedding. We have to make sure we stay clean and be ready for him. You need to pray every day and read your Bible. That's how you'll be able to keep your dress white.
I really do want to see him when he comes, but right now I have so many other things I want to do. He's not here yet, and he can't see what I'm doing. I'll have time to get ready before he comes. I'm sure we'll have plenty of warning. Oh, those hot dogs look so good. I like mine with extra ketchup.
This hot dog is so good.
Oh no, you just got ketchup on your dress. You'd better go clean it right away.
Oops. Oh well. I'm sure the bridegroom will understand a few spots. He's really very loving and kind.
I don't think your attitude is right. He sees what we do, and even though he is very loving and kind, he gave us instructions about how to keep our dresses white. I don't think you are going to have a lot of time to clean your dress when you hear him coming. He said to be ready because he would come like a thief in the night. That means he is coming at a time when you're not expecting him. That's why we want to always be looking for him. I'm going to go read my Bible.
Well, you can do what you want. I just really don't think it's that big of a deal.
Hey, there you two are. I've been looking all over for you. Well, not really.
Oh my goodness, just look at your dress. You got mud and dirt all over it. What in the world have you been doing?
One of the guys challenged me to a race out in the field, and I just couldn't say no. It was a little muddy from all the rain yesterday, and I slipped and fell in the mud. But I got back up so fast that I still won the race.
You go, girl.
You have got to hurry and go wash your dress immediately. What if the bridegroom comes and sees your dress like that?
Ugh, here she goes again.
Why are you making such a big deal about my dress? It's not like it's your dress. Besides, it's still a nice dress and the bridegroom won't mind. He is such a nice guy.
Yes, he is nice, but you still have to do what he says. He told us to keep our dresses clean and white, remember?
There you go again. You have to do what he says. You have to keep your dress white. You have to do this. You have to do that. Why don't you just leave us alone? All we have to do is come as we are, and we'll be okay.
Yeah, he did invite us to the wedding, didn't he? Do you think he would invite us to come and then tell us we can't come just because our dresses aren't spotless?
Listen to me, girls. The bridegroom told us to keep our dresses clean and white until he came back. Even though he is nice, he means what he says. If y'all don't get your dresses cleaned up before he comes back, you are not going to be able to go to the wedding.
You just think you are better than us because you haven't gotten any stains on your dress, don't you?
No, wait, I...
Yeah, you're Miss Goody Two Shoes who hasn't gotten ketchup or mud on her dress, so you think you're above us.
No, I never said...
Well, you aren't any better than us just because your dress is still white, so don't talk to us like we're children. It's our dress, and we can do what we want with our dress. Do you understand?
Well, you two do what you want. I'm gonna go pray.
I don't know what her problem is. Everything will be just fine.
Yeah, it don't take all that. There are still parts of our dresses that are white. As long as some of our dress is clean, we should be all right. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we get her dress a little dirty like ours? Then she'll have to agree with us.
Yes, that's a great idea, and I know just how to do it.
The careless bridesmaid came up with a plan to get the careful bridesmaid's dress dirty. However, before they could fulfill their plan, something very important happened.
It's him! It's him! It's the bridegroom! He said he would come with the sound of a trumpet! I must go out to meet him!
Wow, look at that dress. It's so clean and white.
Do you really like it? There were some times I got some stains on it, but I washed it right away. I tried my best to keep it clean.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Oh, thank you, thank you!
When the bridegroom came, the bridesmaid that was careful to keep her dress clean and white received the greatest reward of all. She was granted entrance into heaven. But one of the bridesmaids that was not careful received a very different response from the bridegroom.
Ah!
he's here already? Well, I guess he'll just have to take me to the wedding as I am. I don't have time to clean up or fix my dress. I'm sure he'll understand.
Why is your dress so dirty? Didn't I tell you to keep it white?
Yes, you did, but a little while before you came, I was eating a hot dog, and it was so delicious. I spilled just a little bit of ketchup on my dress, but I knew you wouldn't mind, because it's just a little bit, and no one will even notice. Besides, I knew you were such a nice man, and you wouldn't mind a few spots on my dress.
Did you think I didn't mean what I said? You have disrespected me by not doing what I have asked you to do. Depart from me. I never knew you.
Listen to his instructions. I knew he wanted my dress to be white and clean, but I didn't listen and tried to do things my way.
The other bridesmaid that wasn't careful to keep her dress clean and white never even had the chance to address the bridegroom.
Oh no! He's here! The bridegroom is really here! I can't let him see me like this! I've got to go wash my dress really quick! Oh, I've got to hurry or else they're going to leave me! I can't get these stains out! Oh well, I did the best I could. I'm just gonna have to go like this. I'm ready! I'm here! Hello? Hello? Where did he go? Mr. Bridegroom? Mr. Bridegroom! Oh no! He's already gone! I'm so sorry, Mr. Bridegroom. Please come back. Please! I can make my dress white again. Just give me another chance. Please! He came. And I wasn't ready. I should have listened to the bridesmaid who was careful.
Wow, what a story. How sad it was that two of the bridesmaids were so careless about keeping their dresses clean and white. But how exciting it was for the bridesmaid who kept her dress just the way the bridegroom wanted it to be.
Did you know that there is a story in the Bible just like this one? There were 10 people who were supposed to go to the greatest wedding of all time. 5 of them were wise, but 5 of them were foolish. They were supposed to be ready at all times because they didn't know when the bridegroom was going to come.
The 5 wise people were just like the careful bridesmaid in our story. They worked hard to make sure that they were ready at all times. But the 5 foolish people were careless. And when the bridegroom came, they were not ready. Jesus is the bridegroom of the church. And one day, he is coming back to take us to heaven with him.
He has told us that we need to keep our garments clean and white until he returns to take us away. The only way that we can do this is by obeying Acts 2:38. We must repent of our sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Once we have done that, we must continue to be renewed in the Holy Ghost to keep our garments white. Why don't we pray and ask God to help us do that?
Jesus, we believe that your word is true. You said that you are coming back again someday to take us back to heaven with you. We are asking you to help us get our hearts clean and then keep them clean by the Holy Ghost. Help us to be ready when you return to take us away. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, isn't this the part where we're supposed to receive a phone call with our next case to solve?
Why? Yes, it is. But the phone isn't ringing. Let me check our files. Well, what do you know? We have solved all of our cases.
Good work, detectives. You solved all of the mysteries. I wonder what adventure we will encounter next.
Kids, tune in next week to find out where our next adventure will take us. Right here on King's Kid Radio.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley at Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11, live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.